I got a phone call that I needed to go down to Tampa to help them win a rec league championship. And it's AP, my brother Randy, Marcus, his middle brother. We did win the game. I was the tipping point. I brought the team together. I changed the momentum, but I never got that ring.
I mean, I guess with your podcast, you know, you can just do what you want with facts, like whatever, you know, like, yeah, we flew you down. Had we flown you down, Kyle, I would have to tell you that we would have been pretty upset because you got into early foul trouble.
When was the first time you realized, like, hey, the NBA is something that really is in my future?
I think going into my senior year as preseason All-American, you know, one of the top shooting guards, that's the first time that I was like, I'd have a chance, you know, might be doable.
So is it true that you're considered the greatest American to ever play in Europe and have a statue in Makaba? Where would you think you'd fit in today's league?
You know, I look at a player like Danny Green, his role with San Antonio and Toronto. You know, if I was in the league today, I think I could do kind of what he does on the defensive end and offensively kind of playing off of the major players that he plays around, whether it's Embiid and Simmons or Tim Duncan or, you know, Kawhi Leonard, like all of those guys, he kind of plays off of those and then tries to play kind of the versatile defender role.
2006 through 2009, you played for the Raptors. In 2010, Drake came out with his Thank Me Later album. What song from that album would best describe your years in Toronto?
Ooh. I would say Unforgettable.
All right. Well played with Jeezy. I like it.
Unforgettable, yeah. No, Toronto was amazing, amazing city. Like one of the most diverse places you can go.
LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Chris Bosh, and myself, Kyle Bucket. How would you compare my game to some of the aspects of their game?
No, I can honestly say there really is no comparison. But in my mind right now, I'm saying we're down to the chance to put it away. So I caught it here. It looked like I was going waiting for the pick and roll. I had Melo on me, who is not known for his defense. And I knew I could...
If we rewind this, we'll go back to your shot. I believe Spike Lee is right there in the orange with this hoodie on.
I don't know if Spike was at our game or not. Like, we're not the game that Spike circles on his calendar.
This was your Reggie Miller opportunity to turn around and say something to Spike.
So, in that
what
moment.
What are you doing here?
Let me tell you what. Let me, because you would flex like this, too, if you knew what I'm going to build it up. All right? So, that is my very last year playing in Maccabi Tel Aviv. The prior 2 years, we had won back-to-back EuroLeague championships, right? They called him Flash for a reason. Super athletic. I knew he was going to right to left crossover. I knew it. I knew that's what he was going to do, and I still couldn't stop it. I still couldn't stop it. Like, he would right to left crossover, get baseline every time, and I couldn't stop it. So I hated guarding him, and I hated guarding another underrated guy that doesn't get enough credit, Brandon Roy from the Portland
Trail. Ooh, B-Roy, Pacific Northwest.
Yo.
Garfield.
You got to ask Big Ben about the time he tried to guard B-Roy.
please tell us about it.
So they invited us down to play Garfield. And Brandon's older brother, Ed Roy, is on the team. And Ed is a man. Like, drop, step, dunk, you fall on the ground, he comes up, you know, and does one of these, like, at least twice a game.
Right.
And so Brandon was a sophomore that year. So they put me in for, like, 2 minutes. You know, the Key Arena's packed, and Brandon comes down, and, like, I just get in front of him. He crosses me over and, like, puts a, like, shoulder into me. I, like, fly, you know, into the stands nearly. He drops it off to Ed, dunks.
You could take your pick. Joe Johnson, LeBron, Kobe, D-Wade. Oh, another underrated Seattle guy, Jamal Crawford. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Absolutely. And Jose Calderon and Chris Bosh, we can't wait till you help us get both of them on the show.
Good luck. Good luck.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.